Coast FM, Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy here. It's a Saturday morning, autumn on the coast, bee time. Really?
I think bee time is all the time, Pete.
Is that right?
I think, well, I'd like to think so.
They don't discriminate.
No, they don't. They might go a little quieter when it gets a bit cooler, but no, they're still here. They're all about. We're talking native bees today, and we're buzzing down to East Gosford Community Garden because they've got a bee expert, and I've got her on the line right now.
Heidi Andrews.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning to you. Now, Heidi, your life is all around bees and buzzing, and tell me the story of your association with those little critters. Oh, they're not critters.
I did have three European beehives, and my business name is Rumbelara Bees, and I used to see the bees fly into the reserve, which is called Rumbelara Reserve, so I called my business Rumbelara Bees. I'm a soap maker, a beekeeper, a naturopath, and a herbalist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would, I looked at the ingredients of commercial soap that I was using at the time, and I couldn't believe what was in there. And I thought, well, there must be an alternative. So I started making my own soap out of nourishing ingredients, including honey and essential oils for scent and clays and botanicals. So I sell natural soap. I make beeswax candles from the wax from the hive and beeswax wraps and lip balm. Because I had bees, every time I heard a buzz, I'd go, oh, wow, you know, there's a bee. And I'd want to, you know, see what it was foraging on. And then I started seeing different insects that would sound like bees. And the more I looked into it, I couldn't believe that we actually have 2,000 native species of bees in Australia. And how many different types, colours, sizes of bees is just incredible.
I think that's the problem with most people. They don't realise, Pete.
I was going to say, Heidi, did you lose your hive in the Verona virus shutdown? Did you lose more?
I have, yes. They were euthanized at the beginning of last year because of the varroa mite. There was a varroa mite in a hive within 10 kilometers of my hive. So my hives actually didn't have the varroa mite, but they were euthanized to try to protect Australia from this mite, which is wreaking havoc around the world. But recently, we have moved from eradication to management because we've realised we can't get rid of it. But we're lucky in a way because the rest of the world has been dealing with varroa mite for a long time now, and we're just learning from their wisdom and how to manage our hives. I'm hoping to get hives again in spring.
Okay.
I'm very excited about it.
And so with the native bees, do you have native beehives or what's your connection with them other than just noticing them?
You can keep them in a box and look after them. And I do have a stingless native hive. And they're stingless. So kids can get involved. They're beautiful to watch, you know, bringing in their little pollen sacks. And they're very industrious, like the European bee. But they're native, so it's great to watch them out foraging as well. And I actually saw them at the East Gosford Community Garden on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward, I hope today, that I can show everyone at the talk a few of the native bees that we have around on the Central Coast. I saw leafcutter bees, blue-banded bees and stingless natives down there.
Just thinking about that, Heidi, you wouldn't need to have protection. Because if they're stingless, you're not likely to get any stings off them, yeah?
Exactly.
You're not likely to be attacked, yeah.
Exactly. But if you do, they do defend themselves. They bite. I've never had any problem, like I go up close. But if you open the hive up, of course, they're going to not be happy about that. You know, we want to be wearing something to protect our face.
There is some protection for your face, yeah.
Yeah.
But generally, they are non-aggressive. They just go about their business. Mm.
So the Rumbelara bee isn't a class of bee. It is a brand.
Yes.
Sherilyn, you're learning
this
today.
I'm learning all this, and Heidi makes
one
amazing...
One day there might be a Munmora, a Lake Munmora bee.
I don't know. I like the Rumbelara bees. It's a great local business, and Heidi does a really good job of promoting awareness for our bees and particularly our local native bees as well. So if you want to know more about it, hop on down there till about, what time, 11:30, 11 o'clock, Heidi?
Yes, I'll be down there at 11 a.m. And I'll also have a selection of my my soaps and my candles and beeswax wraps so you can have a look, have a smell. The beeswax candles smell amazing, just they beautiful do. Honey smell. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'd love lots of people to come down and hear about what the common bees you're likely to see on the Central Coast and the importance of bees and how we can help them by providing homes and food, which basically means how do we help them with, building some bee hotels and, planting some flowering plants in our garden. I also do workshops during the school holidays at the Giving Farm in Jillibee, where we build bee hotels together. So that's another thing that I do to help with the native bees.
Heidi Andrews, our guest this morning, appearing at the East Gosford Community Gardens today about 11 o'clock.
That's right, and she's from Rumbelara Bees. You can check them out, rumbelarabees.com.au.
All the best, Heidi.
Thank you very much.
Now let's get back to the great classic hits.